Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book I can't stop thinking about, Insanely Simple by Ken Siegel. Sophie, you know the one? It's about how simplicity was basically the secret weapon behind Apple's comeback.
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, I love this one. Ken Siegel was the ad exec who worked directly with Steve Jobs for over a decade. He actually came up with the iMac name. And he argues that simplicity isn't just a design choice, it's a whole business philosophy. It's a pretty radical idea, especially when most companies think complexity equals sophistication.
Right, and that's the thing that really hit me. We're so used to thinking that more features, more options, more layers of management, that's what success looks like. But Siegel says the exact opposite. Simplicity is harder, but it's way more powerful.
Exactly. And he calls it the simplicity principle. It's about stripping everything back to what's essential. And that takes real courage because you have to say no to a lot of good ideas to make room for great ones.
That's the part that stuck with me, the discipline of saying no. Steve Jobs was famous for it. Siegel tells this story where Jobs would look at a proposal and just say, "This is shit." Brutal, right? But it forced everyone to only bring their best work.
It's the first principle Siegel talks about. Think brutal. You have to be brutally honest with yourself and your team.
No ego, no sentimentality.
If it doesn't add value, cut it.
And then there's think small. I love that one. Siegel says small teams are faster and more accountable. The original Mac team was literally small enough to fit in one room. And Apple's product line, for years, it was just a few models. They didn't spread themselves thin.
Right? Instead of making 100 mediocre products, they made a handful of incredible ones. And that leads to think human, the idea that technology should serve people, not the other way around. Jobs was a humanist, not just an engineer. He cared about how people felt using the product.
That's why they killed the floppy disk and introduced the scroll wheel on the iPod. Those were empathy breakthroughs, not just tech breakthroughs. They made things intuitive.
And think icon, the power of a single, clear message. The Think Different campaign didn't even mention specs. It was just black and white photos of rebels and dreamers. And the iPod, 1,000 songs in your pocket. That's it. That's all you needed to know.
Compare that to a typical tech ad, which is a laundry list of jargon. Siegel says simplicity in communication is just as important as simplicity in product design.
And then there's Think War and Think Blunt. The first is about recognizing that business is competitive and simplicity gives you speed. The second is about direct communication, no corporate speak, just honest feedback. It saves time and avoids confusion.
The last principle is Think Startup. Even when Apple became huge, they try to keep that startup hunger. Flat structure, direct communication, risk-taking. They fought against bureaucracy like it was poison.
And Siegel contrasts that with companies like Sony, which became a victim of complexity. Silos, infighting, a fragmented product line. Apple's integrated approach, hardware, software, services all working together, that's simplicity in action.
It's a wake-up call, honestly. How many of us are drowning in complexity at work? Endless meetings, bloated spreadsheets, products with features nobody uses. This book makes you want to go clean house.
But Siegel also warns that simplicity is a constant battle. Even Apple has lost its way sometimes. Too many iPhone models, a more complicated iOS. The point is that you can never rest.
So my big takeaway is this. Simplicity isn't about dumbing things down. It's about elevating what matters. It takes courage to say no, but the payoff is huge.
And if you want to dive deeper into this idea, or check out thousands of other books, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's only $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Seriously worth it. Simplicity as a business strategy, it's not just smart, it's insanely simple. We'll see you in the next one.